Nazir Nadorim Lahachmir. Stam Neder, if you say it two ways, we don't know which way you meant. Stam Nadorim Lahachmir is Lahachmir. We say most probably he meant it Lahachmir, and it's also Upirushim Lahakal. But if he himself explains himself later and says, you know what I meant? I meant to be Mekel, we talk to believe him. And the Ran says, Kloimar, Misha Nadar, V'yesh Lefaris L'shoiner Lahachmir Lahakal. He says, we'll soon see he says something, and there's two ways to interpret it. You can interpret it that he meant to make a neder l'iser, or he did not mean to make it. It's called shalei pirushekun mihem l'man eskav l'hokum estam l'hachmir. If the person did not explain which way he means it, then we say most probably he meant to be machmir to make a nis neder. But if pirushim l'hokil the Ran explains, that means in pirushachakach b'yomar lekach nis kavanti. If the person explains himself and says clearly, I meant to be mekel, I meant not to make the neder, is same chemal devaru. We believe what he says, afa pishu mekel. The kulam asnitsa now neder, but not the first case of stom lachmir, but the Mishnah now will explain the cases. That's the cloud. When you say something and you don't explain yourself, then astam we say you mean to make a neder lister. But if you explain yourself that you meant to be mekel, you are believed, we believe you that there's no ister neder. One of these cases like this, the Mishnah says, ketzad. Omar Horeya like a bosom liach. Somebody says this piece of bread should be to me like salted meat. So the question is, that can mean two things. It can mean like a korban, because on all kavonas takriv melech, you have to bring salt. So you meant to say this meat should be like a korban, then it's also. Or else maybe you meant to say it should be like an avodah zarah. And then that avodah zarah is not a dover another, it's a dover also, so it wouldn't be also. Or else you say ki yayin esach. You want this bread to be like yayin esach. So do you mean like Yai Nesach, Anistach HaYayin, on the Mizbeach that Tegdish? Or do you mean like Yai Nesach by an Avodah Zarah, that it's not a Dover another? So we don't know which way you meant. So in Astam we say, you meant Lahachmir to say that it should be a Korban or should be Yain on the Mizbeach that you meant to make an Issan Eder. Now, in Bishel, Shemayim Nodar Oser. If you meant to make this Neder of Bosom Liach Yai Nesach, what Shemayim means for the Mizbeach, that's like a korban, it's a good neder. If Bishel Avodas Kichovim Nodar Mutar, if you meant to be Menader, that it should be like an Avodah Zarah, then it's Mutar, because that's not a Dover another, it's a Dover also. The Instam, let's say the guy does not explain himself. He just says, this meat should be to me like Bosom Liach. The Locher is also. By Stam, not explaining yourself, we say must probably meant Lahachmir to make it finish a neder. The same way if somebody says, I write it like a Cherim. This chair, this bread, whatever it is, should be to me like cherim. Now cherim, there are two types of cherims. There's charmei gvoya, you mark this something to the Bedek Abayis, it has kedusha, it's also. There's charmei kahanim, that's matonish you give to a kohen that has no kedusha to it. Anybody could eat it. It's just like a present to a kohen. So, im kecherim shol shemayim, if you meant to make like a cherim to the Bedek Abayis, that has an issa kedusha on it, then takarasa, you meant to make your bread like an issa hegdish, but if he only meant like a cherim that goes a present that goes to the kahanim that has no kedusha on it, then it's mutter. You didn't put an isra upon your food. You still not eat your food. What about v'yim stam? Let's say the person stam says it. He says that my bread should be kecherim, and he doesn't explain himself. So then we say aser. That's the klal of our mishnah. Stam nedarim al hachmir. If you don't explain yourself, we say most probably you meant Lahachmir to make the Yisaneder. Therefore, the Ma'aseh Tzchal the Yisaneder. What about somebody says, Haraya like a Ma'aseh? He wants his food to be like Ma'aseh. So it depends. Im k'Ma'aseh Behema Nodar Oser. If you meant to say your food should be like Ma'aseh Behema, Ma'aseh Behema is when you have newborn animals, you have to count 10 of them, and the 10th one you have to make for Korban. That's called you a Makdashid, it has a Kedushas Korban on it. That's called a Dover Hanodar. So if you say your food should be to you like the kedusha of a ma'aser behema, it's like a chal v'yisa hegdish, it's chal v'yisa neder. That's called yematris b'davar another. But if you say v'yim shogerim, if you meant to say it should be like ma'aser that you take off from the fields from the fruits they grow, then mutter like we had before. Ma'aser is not called a davar another because the fruits grow v'yisa. There's an issa tevel upon it. What you do later, take off Trumas and Maisis, that's not called you're making new Isurim right now. Just called you're being Mafrish, and this becomes Mutter, and this stays Osa, but the Issa Tevel, like I had before. That's not called a Dovra Nodr. So, if you explain yourself, very good. What about V'yim Stam? You don't say which one you meant. Is Asa? We say most probably you meant Kamaisa Behema, that's Asa. What about somebody says Haraya like a Truma? I want my food now to be to me like Truma. Depends. In Ketrumas Halishcha Nodr, if you meant to say your food should have Kedusha, like the money of the Truma Talishcha that was brought from the Machsa Shekel, that has money, that Kedusha has money to it, that we buy the Kabonos of the Tziba with the money, so it's like money of Hegdish. So then also, you meant to say your food should be like Hegdish, that's a good nether. But V'yim Shogurin, if you meant to say it should be like Truma of the fields, of the wheat, then Mutter, because Truma that you take off from the fields, from the wheat, that's not called a Dovra Nodr. It was grown with an Issa Tevel, and that's the Issa that remains on it. It's called the Dovra Osir, it's Osir Minat Torah, not because of your Dibur, therefore you can't make a Nedar from it. Now, V'yim Stam, let's say you say Stam, I want my food to be Ketruma, and you don't explain yourself, the Lachar is Osir, we say that it's Osir, because Stam the Dorm is Lachar. Dibur Rabbi Meir, this is what Rabbi Meir Shita. We have Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says it makes a difference. Stam Truma of Yehuda. If you're in Yehuda that's near Yerushalayim, it's Takasura. Because there that we used to Truma Talishcha, that took out from the base of Migdash, that we used to it, so most probably they meant the Truma Talishcha. But the Golem, that's further away from Yerushalayim, they're not used to Truma Halishcha. So when they say Truma, they must probably mean the Truma of the Gurin, of the fields, of the wheat. And therefore Mutter. Why? Shein Anshe Golem Akir Truma Talishcha. Because the people living in Golul are far away from Yerushalayim, they're not used to the Truma Talishcha. Therefore, what they're used to is just Tam Poshet Truma. So if you say you want your food to be Ketruma, that's not a Dovra Nodr. Truma is not also because of your pair, what you say. It's also by itself. Therefore, in Golul, it's Mutter. Same thing with Yud says that Stam Charam and Yehuda Mutarim. In Yehuda, they were used to giving Cherim to Kahanim. He used to give a lot of presents there to the Kohanim. So in Yehuda, when somebody would say Kecherim, he meant to say like a present to the Kohanim, that it's Mutter. The Golo, Mashenke and the Golo, they weren't used to giving Charmei, Charam to the Kohanim. So over there, Asurim, why? Shein, Anshe, Golo, Machirin, as Charmei Kohanim. Because in Golo, there weren't too many Kohanim there. They did not used to give Charmei Kohanim in Golo. Therefore, Golo, if they did give anything, Cherim, it meant to say they were menadim money to give to the Bet HaKabayim. So you like Makdish your money? So if you say your food should be like Hegdish, Havada that Sosa, that's called a Dovra Nodr, the Yisra Kedusha would be Chal. The Yisra Nedr would be Chal. That's the Klal of our Mishnah, that Stam Nedarim is the Hachnir, and if you explain yourself, we believe you. Just as Les Machlekes is in Golan Yudah, what Stam person means over there. Now the Gemara is Stam Astira. It says, V'yatanan, we learned the Gemara Nazirus in Nazir, or the Mishnah in Tyrus that says, Sofik Nazirus Lokil. If somebody has a Sofik, if he was Makabla upon himself a Nazir or not, the Meister is, it's the Igola Kula. So the Ran says, there's a Mishni b'Masechta Tyrus. Or Nazirus Ayyadei Nederhu. The Kashin Adodi, how are you Makabla Nazirus? It's like a Neder. You say, Haraya Lilius Nazir. You're making a Neder upon yourself. So our Mishnah says, Tam Nadarim is Lahachmir. And there the Mishnah in Tyrus says, Stam Naziris of Lahokil, it's a stira. So more instance, I'll tell you there's no stira. Second to Machlokes. Omer Rabbi Zeru Lakasha. Hor Rabbi Eliezer, Hor Rabbonin, Second Machlokes Tanoim, between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbonin. Titania, we learn like this. Hamaktish Chayosa Yubehemtoi. It's either one of the two. Somebody was Maktish all the Chayos, the wild animals that he owns, or else Behemtoi, he was Maktish all his behemoths. So Lachar is the Rabbonin old Higdisha Sakfi. A tree is a sophic, a doubt, it's a type of an animal. It has a doubt whether it's called the chaya or whether it's called the behema. It's an in-between thing. We're not sure what it is. So Tanakama the Rabbanan say, a kvi is also wasa. You see, even though we have a sophic, let's say you are makdish your behemtai, all your animals. Now we don't know if a tree is called an animal or not. When our sophic, you go to chumra. So our mishnah will hold like the Rabbanan. Rabbi Elezer Weimer, lehikdish as a kvi. So this Mishnah and Tyrus will go according to Reb Leza. But Reb Leza says, Min asafik, you are not makdish the kvi. This type of an animal, it's a sofik, if it's a behemoth or not. So when you said you're being makdish, you're behemtoid, you mean you only be makdish what's called the behemoth of Adai. But something like a kvi, that's an in-between animal, it's a suffix, if it's called the behemoth or a chaya, you do not mean to be makdashit. So the Mishnah in times goes like Reb Eleza. So more stuff like this. According to the Rabbonin, that say when you makdish your animals, so a suffix animal, a kvi, you also mean to be makdish. Min a suffix, you include. Your mamin is gufa nami mayo. That's pshan al Mishnah. Stam nadar mahachmir. When you make a nether upon your goof, upon your body, that you can't do something or your food is usher on you, min asafag also you mean to make it usher. Well, man di yama, but according to Rebbe Leza, that says, memoina loimaya lesveka, that he holds no, Rebbe Leza holds that the kvi is mutter. Loyik de shasa kvi, to see a suffix in your money, you did not include in the yisr, so huadin gufa nami kosh,